Hello and welcome to The City Commute here on LCFC Radio with me, Dan Bates. We've got a special guest, Harvey Barnes, is sat across me in the studio. You did match day minus two this week and you're on The City Commute as well, so a little bit of a double for you.
Yeah, nice little double header.
Thank you very much for coming in. I mean, do you like doing media bits, whether it's for us or for externals? Is it something that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, it's a good chance to sort of interact with the fans in a way and sort of just put yourself out there as the person that you are.
I think that for fans as well, it is important to get a sense of what players are like as people as well, because they see you out on the pitch. That, as you say, you have no way of showing them what type of a person you are, I guess.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're out on the pitch, a lot of players are very different to how they are off the field. And as you know, like you say, fans would love to see how players act in sort of the person that they are off the field as well as what they see on a match day.
Match day for Leicester next is obviously Norwich on Friday, Carrow Road. We've seen this season that they have taken points off big teams, haven't they? It's not going to be as straightforward a game as what maybe the table suggests it could be.
No, like you say, obviously they're not in the best position on the table, but you know they've put them some great performances this season. You know they've had some great results against big sides, so definitely not a game to take lightly. You know we've already discussed that. We know it's not going to be easy, but I think you know where we are on the table and sort of the games that we have left this season. We're going to go there full of confidence. Go there looking to pick up all 3 points and you know hopefully put on a good performance as well.
Are there players in their team, in their dressing room, that you've had England connections with at Norwich? I'm thinking of the likes of Cantwell, Aarons, maybe?
Not directly. I think we've always just sort of missed out on a year or two. But I think, you know, that there are people in our squad. I think JJ's been involved with a few of them this year. But I suppose, you know, you just from sort of playing against each other or sort of being in the same sort of footballing circles, you sort of you know each other in that sort of sense.
We've seen this season that left-hand side is obviously yourself, Ben Chilwell. Behind you, you've got Jamie Vardy inside of you as a striker, and then James Maddison. There's a very English feel, isn't there, which is, for you, I don't know, does that help things when you're out on the pitch? Or once you're on the pitch, does it not necessarily make a difference?
I suppose it can help in a sense, but I think, you know, like you say, there is a big English sort of structure to the side. I think that in a way that can help some of the foreign lads that are in the side, where you know it's sometimes difficult to adapt, but if you've got that sort of English core to the side, it can sort of make it a lot easier to step into the side. But I think sort of when you're out there on the pitch, all the boys speak great English. There's no language barriers. It's, you know, everyone gets on great, so it's, I think them connections are already there.
Right, let's hear from Harvey's manager then, Brendan Rodgers. This is him speaking ahead of the game with Norwich on Friday.
Well, all the games are difficult games, and Norwich have shown that they're a dangerous team. We've seen that when we drew here earlier on in the season. They're a good side. They've got creative players. They're a dangerous team to play against, and especially at home where they've had some very good results. You know, I've seen their performance against Liverpool or one of their last games at home, and they played very, very well. So for us, we know it's going to be a tough game, but we're off the back of a good performance. Not quite the result that we wanted against Manchester City, but there was a lot of pleasing aspects of our game that, in terms of our intensity and our aggression in the game, and if we take that into our last 11 games, then we think we can do okay.
You can, of course, listen to the full game with Norwich on LCFC Radio on Friday evening at 5 o'clock. We'll then have extra time on LCFC Radio to assess the game. Following that immediately is the development squad. They're in action. They're playing Southampton. You can watch that on LCFC TV. Harvey, of course, that's where you came through, the academy and the development squad. You've played a lot of football at Beaver Drive and in and around those surroundings. How important were they for you?
Yeah, I think that's sort of where you start to learn your trade. You know, as a young footballer, you know, you're trying to learn as much as you can, you're trying to develop your game as much as you can. I think remembering a lot playing in the under-21s, where you'd get a run out at the King Power, and it was obviously great to sort of start playing a few games there, and you know, obviously that's where you eventually want to end up playing. And then, of course, you know, played a few games at Holmes Park, you know, you get a lot of the locals come down and watch, which is obviously great. But I think, you know, like you said, there's a lot of lads in the 23s now be looking to follow through the same sort of process that, you know, as young lads in the first team have now.
Do you have many dealings with them? Presumably they come up and join in with training sessions sometimes.
Yeah, like you say, there's always a few that will come up and train, which is obviously great. You know, I think still have good connections with Steve Beaglehole and obviously Ben Petty. You know, still talk to them a lot. And I suppose it's nice to sort of listen to the sort of how everyone's doing. And, you know, we've still got a lot of good mates down there. Still speak to them all the time. So I think it's good that there's not a sort of divide between the first team and the sort of development side. There's very much sort of flows in between. So I think in that sense it's really good.
I know obviously you're still a young player yourself, but a lot of those lads will now look up to you because you have made the journey into the first team that they want to make. If you could pick one piece of advice, I know this is putting you on the spot a lot, but what would it be, do you think?
I think it's just sort of having that confidence when you do step up that, you know, you're there for a reason. I think that's sort of what I learned fairly quickly. You know, when you do get the chance to train with the first team or, you know, get involved in match days, it's sort of about, you know, stamping your authority and bringing what you can to the side and sort of trying to show the manager what you can do. I think, you know, when the young lads do step up, they all seem to have that, which is great to see. And they know that they can come and talk to any of the senior players or the young players in the first team now. It's very good in that sense where they can come and get any advice that they need.
Well, thank you very much, Harvey. That is fantastic advice for them. I appreciate you coming on Matchday Minus 2 and now on the City Commute as well. What we normally ask our guests to do on this just before we go is to say a little final goodbye to the fans and give them a message if they're on their way to Norwich about how you'd like them to be at Carrow Road.
No, obviously, all the fans coming down, we thank you very much for your support. Safe travels to and from the game, and, you know, hopefully we can send you home with all 3 points and a smile on your faces.
The only place you can listen to every Leicester City match online. This is LCFC Radio.